Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor May, good evening. It's time for update for Monday, 22nd of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers and person tonight. 17 new cases of COVID-19. That's 858 active cases on the island. 16 people in Nobles with COVID, 2 in ICU. We'll look at today's COVID briefing and a look ahead to tomorrow's House of Keys. More than half the Isle of Man's bus drivers are self-isolating. Still no hub schools. And on the island, in case you're counting, 2,345 people are self-isolating. All on Lockdown 3, Day 20.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 7 minutes before six, the update news headlines. First of May, Rhiann Evans.
First of May, 17 new cases of coronavirus have been detected here in the last 24 hours. It brings the total number of active cases to 858. 16 of those are in hospital, two of which are in intensive care. Meanwhile, both the Chief Minister and Director of Public Health have said the main reason for continued unexplained cases in the community is down to people not staying at home when they should. Howard Quayle has implored people to please only leave the house when it is absolutely essential. Elsewhere, and additional support grants are to be given to businesses based on rates, according to Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon. Also, in light of the latest lockdown, the MIRA and salary support scheme have now been extended until April. Further afield, and Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has been cleared of breaking the ministerial code. An independent inquiry has found she didn't influence the conduct of an investigation into sexual harassment complaints against her predecessor, Alex Salmond. The British Army will be cut to just over 72,500 soldiers, the smallest level since the 18th century. The UK Defence Secretary says there'll be more investment in cyberspace and digital connectivity. And the UK has recorded the lowest daily number of coronavirus deaths in almost 6 months. A further 17 people have died within 28 days of a positive test. Those are your headlines. News in full in around half an hour's time at the end of update.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Rhiann. From the Ronaldsway Met Office, some strong winds out at sea over the next 12 hours or so. Dry and cloudy this evening on the Isle of Man. Light wind coming in from the west. The overnight minimum 7 Celsius. For Jemert, Tuesday, dry and cloudy tomorrow. Then rain arrives on a fresh to strong south-southwest tomorrow evening. The daytime maximum 9 degrees, down to 5 through the night. Into Wednesday, Ukraine, dry, partially cloudy with sunny intervals. Highest 9 Celsius, some rain after sunset on Wednesday. High water is in about 3 minutes' time, at a minute to 6. Sunset 25 to 7 tonight. Low water, quarter past midnight. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 14 minutes past 6. And high water, 16 minutes past 6.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding-up service. Call 491918.
So there have been 17 new cases of COVID-19 detected in the last 24 hours. All the details from Tessa Hawley.
So that's a drop of 7 from the previous day's figures and brings the total number of active cases on the Isle of Man to 859. 12 of the new cases are linked to existing, 4 are from an unknown source, and 1 is under investigation. 16 people who have the virus are in hospital, 2 are in intensive care. There are currently 2,354 people in self-isolation. So let's go back to those unexplained cases. The Chief Minister says there is a reason for them.
This is deeply frustrating, of course, and the team has been redoubling its efforts to see if we can understand why this is happening. We have spoken here about this and what might be happening before. Our Director of Public Health told us last week about one possible reason relating to what might be a long incubation period for the Kent variant. But beyond that, now that we have been in this latest lockdown for nearly 3 weeks, we should not be seeing those unexplained, unlinked cases unless people are not following the rules. We know that there has been spread because of people going to work with symptoms, and the volume of traffic still on our roads suggests that too many people are still coming into the workplace.
Certain hard-pressed businesses in the Isle of Man are being given a further financial helping hand from the government. The Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon, said in the last hour that an additional support grant will be made available based on the annual rates bills. Mr. Cannon also said the MIRA and salary support schemes will be given a boost and extended.
The MIRA now is extended until at least the 12th of April 2021. So if you're claiming MIRA, you can do so now until at least the 12th of April. The salary support scheme is open for April for the same sectors as in March, and it's also likely that we'll have salary support open to help businesses regain momentum, providing we can get them open in April. And this week we will pay out a further £1,000 directly to businesses that have already registered through the coronavirus business support scheme. Because of this compound effect, we're well aware now that there are a number of businesses who really are suffering quite significant cash flow shortages, so that we are bringing forward an additional business support grant, which will use the annual rates bill as a proxy, and on production of that rates bill for qualifying businesses, then they will receive that the amount of that rates bill as a cash grant. And just for information, we think the average sort of rates bill for those hospitality and non-essential retail businesses is about £3,500 on average, although that will clearly depend on the size of the premises now that the business is operating from. But that will give a good idea of what we are now going to push into the economy to help keep these businesses open, really to keep the jobs stable and ensure that people are protected as much as possible. And finally, there is a one-off payment of £250 available for those hospitality businesses who voluntarily closed during the 27th and 28th of April.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening, it's a minute to six. The update tonight started later because we were taking the government COVID-19 media briefing. House of Keys will meet virtually tomorrow, Tuesday. John Moss looks at what's going to happen.
This week, the House of Keys has an agenda paper that's not lengthy but will be time-consuming. Two bills, the Competition Bill and the Landlord Registration Bill, have quite a few amendments to be discussed, with the Landlord's Bill approaching 80 from Laurie Hooper and Rob Callister and Claire Barber. The adoption bill, incidentally, has been put back a week. In questions, Chris Thomas asks about the employment parameters for steam packet employees, that shop floor and non-executives, and about Tinwell's role in the Manx-owned ferry company fulfilling its remit. Daphne Kane wants details about where the tram tracks will be and the costs when work concludes on the promenade in the summer. She has July for that. We understand it's been moved on a month. Mr. Thomas returns to ask about digital aspirations and Bus Venin's demand-responsive request services. Jason Morehouse wants to know when the media was told about the Beeman's review of the infrastructure department. That review has two elements, one on how well the department communicates with its divisions and on its ability to assume responsibility for all capital project activity across government, excluding those with a greater value than £3 million. In his budget, Alf Cannon flagged up the Major Capitals Project Board to oversee and manage major or complex projects. Other topics, subsidies being paid to airlines during the time of COVID, why the amenity sites were closed down during lockdown. This is what the Chief Minister said when asked about whose decision that was.
Amenity sites are not run by government, they are run by the local authorities. So we have not asked the local authorities to shut the sites. They have made that decision themselves from a health and safety point of view that they've decided.
Fly dipping is the concern. Also questions about the Connectports bus services, the government web pages, and who is responsible for their content. And Julie Edge on the decision pathway to keeping schools open on March the 1st.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:06 this afternoon. She arrived in Douglas about 5:40 and will be departing at 7:45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. Departing overnight 2:15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6:00. Due to the closure of our border, the steam packets fast craft season has been delayed. HSC Mananin, the high-speed craft Mananin, won't be recommencing services on Thursday 25th, this coming Thursday. that she will be providing cover for the Vemecree's period of overhaul from mid-April, with the motor ship Arrow providing the freight service.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Police are appealing for a woman's identity amid an investigation into an incident on the 2nd of March. Officers want to find and speak to a female shown in CCTV footage. You can check the image by going to manxradio.com, click on the news page, and if you know the person, police are appealing for you to get in touch on 631212. More than half the Isle of Man's bus drivers are self-isolating after 8 staff tested positive for COVID-19. That was confirmed today by Unite the Union, which is repeating its call for drivers to be moved up the vaccination priority list. Unite's regional officer is Debbie Halsall.
At the moment, we've got 8 confirmed cases and 42 in isolation, or around about 42.
And is that around half of the workforce?
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's the concern, hence the reason we went publicly.
Now, what impact is this having on the drivers in question?
Obviously, they're isolating. The ones who's at work, there's a fear. There's a real fear of them actually getting it. We feel that Department of Transport, Bus Fannin, are not doing enough, and they need to. There was confirmed cases. The first confirmed case was when the children, or should I say, 2 families and their children had to isolate. When they were tested, 2 drivers tested positive. They were already in isolation. A case on the 15th, they were unrelated, and that was unknown as to how that person got it. There was then information come out on the 19th in a memo that went on a staff notice board to say if you feel ill or not well, you are not to come to work and to isolate. They are doing everything, but they're doing it too slowly.
So
that's the reason why we've come out.
Well, there is PPE, there is measures in place on buses, aren't there? So what added protection do you want? Is it a vaccination?
Yes, I gave interview to you a couple of weeks ago and asked about the vaccination programme. I sent an email on the 9th of March to the Chief Minister requesting that Bus Fannin staff be given the vaccine, as they did to the steam packet and moved away. They deviated away from the programme on the fact that there was a couple of people who were tested. We are talking half a workforce.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
It's 6:04. The Turkish lira's plummeted almost 15% after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sacked the country's central bank governor over the weekend. Naci Akbal had been the key force in pulling the lira back from historic lows, but became the 3rd central bank governor to get the chop in under 2 years when Mr. Erdogan replaced him in a surprise move on Saturday. Mr. Akbal was appointed last November and had been raising interest rates to fight an inflation rate running in Turkey above 15%. His removal shocked local and foreign investors, who's praised Turkey's central bank's recent monetary policy. The appointment of Sahap Kafcila, a former banker and ruling party lawmaker, sparked concerns of a reversal of recent rate rises. The fallout from the sacking hit shares on the Istanbul Stock Exchange and raised concerns about the impact Turkey's borrowing costs.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions, helping you manage the risk of making international payments. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed slightly higher, with investors watching Turkey closely following that surprise decision to replace the central bank chief. US dollar slipped, oil steadied as new European coronavirus lockdowns dimmed expectations of a quick economic recovery. Gold slipped, and in corporate news, AstraZeneca was sitting pretty at the top of the index after it said a US trial of the coronavirus vaccine is developed with the University of Oxford showed it is 79% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19. And the numbers now at the close from Ramsey Crookall at 5 o'clock in London. The FTSE 100 up 0.25% at 6,726. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.25% at 14,657. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.25%, 32,708. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 1.7% at 13,439. And the S&P 500 up 0.8%, currently, though it's, there's plenty to go in Chicago, at 3,945. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 38.5 cents, €1 16 cents, and 20 South African rand 35.9 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.8% at $1,740 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.33%, $64.30.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
And if you're listening to this update as a podcast, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining Manx Radio. There'll be no hub school at all this lockdown. It's after a number of plans to introduce a central facility for the children of critical workers failed to come to fruition. Here's the Education, Sport and Culture Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson.
We've been trying to reopen a hub for those essential workers, particularly working at Nobles, but that has been problematic, bringing different households into the same building. So we will not be opening up hub schools at all up until Easter. But what we have said is we will be reopening all schools on the 12th of April as they would have been open normally. What we'll be going to be trying to doing is seeing at that time, taking on the best advice from public health to make sure we mitigate any residual risks as much as possible.
I mean, originally this hub school for children of critical workers was planned 2 weeks ago. So why hasn't it been able to take place? I know you say there's been a lot of crossover, but we're a year of getting used to this now. Shouldn't a contingency be more ready than this?
We did have many contingency plans. What we didn't expect was the rate of illness amongst children of school age. And we've seen that on this outbreak, which is very different to any other outbreaks we've had. We've seen the infection go through schools. We've seen the infection go through households in a much more aggressive way. And one of the key priorities was to keep our schools as safe as possible. We haven't been able to do that, but what we are going to be doing is supporting those key workers who work at Nobles Hospital throughout this period, throughout the Easter, so that we can reopen schools completely and open all our schools on the 12th. What we don't know at the moment is what the health situation will be like then. So we're working with teachers and their representatives to make sure that we prioritise those children of key workers, but also those children who are going to be sitting GCSEs and A-level exams, where it's absolutely essential that they get back into school so they can complete the assessments. They need to get the grades they deserve.
And what about teachers? Are people having to take holiday, annual leave, are they being adversely affected by this delay?
They're not. We're working very closely with our teachers who are working around the clock to provide remote learning to their students, even as we speak. And that will continue up until the Easter holidays. But we're absolutely certain that we can reopen schools on the 12th. The question is how many pupils we can actually get back in at that time. And so what we're proposing to do is give regular updates to parents so they know exactly what to expect after the Easter holidays.
Manx Radio Sport.
10 past 6, Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai. Well, unfortunately, the final round of Western Athletic Club's train track series has been cancelled because of lockdown. It was due to go ahead on Sunday the 28th of March, but after deliberation, the club has decided to use the previous three race results to work out league positions and does apologise to anyone who needed the last race to qualify. Arrangements are underway for a small presentation of prizes, which will take place once lockdown has ended. Elsewhere, and the island's only all-female mountain bike challenge is inviting men to get involved this year. Paint the Plantation Pink is an annual fundraiser for cervical and ovarian cancer charities. The aim of the event is to ride as many laps as possible of a 2.3-mile route at South Barool in set time periods. It's for both new and experienced riders, and this year men and boys are being invited to ride two laps after the women have finished. The link to register or to find out more can be found on this story at manxradio.com. BBC.com on our sports page. Further afield, and Aston Villa sporting director Inai Aluku believes the new broadcast deal for the WSL is a huge step forward for women's football. The FA hopes the landmark three-year contract will make it the most watched female sports league in the world. Former England international Aluku tells Sky Sports News the multi-million pound agreement will help grow the game in many ways.
It means that an economy is being created to help with, you know, operating costs and contracts and all those things. So it is a massive deal and, a huge step forward for women's football in this country.
And Eddie Jones is meeting RFU Chief Executive Bill Sweeney today to begin a review into England's disappointing Rugby Union Six Nations campaign. The head coach is under some pressure following a fifth-placed finish. Jones has a contract until the 2023 World Cup, but it doesn't contain a break clause. The review is standard procedure every year.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
13 minutes past six. Everything's fine on the mountain road this evening. The one departure from Rondlesway to Liverpool, the Loganair patient transfer plane, got underway 12 minutes late at 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. Due in this evening at 20 to 7. Inbound from Liverpool, maybe 10 to 7, it's looking likely. On the roads in Castletown, Ellerslie Gardens, Maloo Street are closed to vehicles between the junction with School Hill Avenue and the Crofts. There's some drainage work there as well. Also around Castletown, West Hill Avenue Service Lane. Some closures for construction of new properties and highway works. And also Castle Quay, the first three parking spaces adjacent to the steps are closed, suspended for building work. Colabridge Road, still those nighttime closures just for another week, perhaps, we hope, fingers crossed. Peel Road to Tremode Road, they're resurfacing the road and bringing the footpath up to the level of the new curbstones. There's been an extension, by the way, of the closure of Switzerland Road in Douglas, closed between the junction with Queen's Prom for work on the Douglas Promenade refurb work. That's on until the 30th of April now. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey, parking suspended there for nearby construction. And on the South Prom, the footways on the east and west sides of South Prom are closed. Parking suspension on the adjacent bit of the prom for refurbishment and building of the new lifeboat station.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
The Isle of Man's media shouldn't be muzzled during the COVID-19 pandemic, the opinion of one MHK after debate broke out over the format of the current media conferences. The details from Tessa Hawley.
Has the Chief Minister considered altering the format of his media briefings insofar as adopting a more open platform in order that he may receive more questions from the media?
The innocuous Timor question from South Douglas MHK Paul Quine, which sparked the current discussion about the role of the local press. It was perhaps the Chief Minister's response that government was looking at changing the format of briefings to shake things up that somewhat sounded the alarm. Claiming that people were unhappy with the questions posed by journalists, Howard Quayle said a journalist from a PR firm was being brought in to run additional pre-recorded briefing sessions with officials. That led to an angry response from Middle MHK Bill Shimmons.
Many people have suggested to me that they do not need the long preamble and history lesson. It would be better to reduce this than try and muzzle the press and reduce their questions.
Paul Moulton from Isle of Man Television pushed Mr. Quayle for more clarification on his ideas to reinvigorate things at, coincidentally, a coronavirus media briefing.
Do people switch off when it gets to the questions? And I'm told a third do. That is worrying, and that's something that we need to improve so that we can continue to get our messages over. So I'm not ducking questions from the media, more than happy for it to happen, but equally, just because we've done the same thing for a year doesn't mean to say it can't be reinvigorated.
That means two-thirds are still watching or listening, which is actually fantastic if you think about it. Anyway, let's move on.
So what do people think? It's certainly a topic that's attracted a mixed response on Manx Radio's Man in Line.
It's all news and it has to be said. Otherwise, how are we going to know what's going on?
I am one of those people that turn the radio off when it comes to the media questions for numerous reasons. They can be negative, they can even be aggressive, they're repetitive.
I think it's very interesting, not what the journalists asked, but the answers they get.
They tell us things that don't come out in the actual briefings themselves, and I don't want them to stop.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
If you've just joined us and we're expecting Chris Kinley in the greatest hits, we were delayed coming on air because of the government media briefing. But Chris Kinley here after the news when Update finishes tonight. A commissioner in Garth believes sewage treatment in Laxey will be a key issue at this year's elections. Voters are set to decide, both local authority and central government members, when they head to the ballot box later on this year. Manx Utilities is currently coming up with new plans for sewage disposal in the east after its initial plans were rejected last year. Jamie Smith believes resolving the issue is a priority for many.
I think we'll probably see some candidates standing, both for quite possibly for the Garth MHK position and indeed the local election when that does come, which I suspect will be that same quarter three this year. I suspect we may see some candidates who are specifically standing with this as their number one issue.
How important is the date of the local authority elections in regards to this issue, do you think? I mean, could we have a situation where you as a board of commissioners give your backing to a plan and then a new board is voted in who opposes it?
I guess that's always possible, although I think this consultation group which has been formed, which is myself, one other Garth commissioner, the two MHKs, and then a representatives from planning and several representatives from Manx Utilities, and indeed some representatives from local residence groups. I think there has to be an element of trust that we are putting a lot of effort into trying to get the best solution, given the constraints, given all the concerns of people in both Laxey and the Baldrine and surrounding areas. I think there has to be an element of trust that we're doing our best to find the best solution. And I would hope that a new board and even new MHKs potentially would come on board and accept that together we found the best solution.
When do you think we are likely to see a new plan put forward?
I would have hoped within 18 months, shall we say the end of 2022, it means we've been put back by a couple of years, but I think local residents will accept that in order to get clean bathing water in Laxey Bay and have as good a solution for the treatment works as we can, that would be an acceptable delay. I would certainly be happy to stand up and say, yes, I was partly a cause of that delay, but in the long run, it'll be worth it.
Police are appealing for a woman's identity amid investigation into an incident on the 2nd of March. Officers want to find and speak to the female shown in CCTV footage. You can check the image on the news page at manxradio.com. And if you know the person, police are appealing for you to get in touch on 631212. The picture is at manxradio.com on the news page. That's it for Update. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Rhiann Evans, producer Tessa Hawley tonight. The stories you've heard on this Update and much more Manx news available at manxradio.com and via the free Manx Radio app. Like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And stick around. Greatest hits with Chris Kinley after the news, including a COVID-19 media briefing update at 7 o'clock. I'm Andy Wintz. Back tomorrow night, 5:30.
WINT.